Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to deal with a couple of issues and topics this morning. Not necessarily issues, but topics. First half hour this morning, we're going to talk about the Washington Heritage Museum's downtown and what they involve. Ann Darrow and Elizabeth Ledoux here for that. And then in the second half hour, the Sum Gave All bike ride and big things that happened from Spotsylvania High to King George will be in late May, and we will talk with a couple of people about that. But first of all, the Washington Heritage Museums. Ann Darrow is the executive director. Ann, good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Before we get going here, let's talk about the Washington Heritage Museums and who you are, because you're a number of well-known museums and you're all kind of packed in. And that the Washington Heritage Museums kind of still a new name.
Love to. Yes, you might know us as Preservation Virginia or the APVA. That was our parent organization. And in early 2013, they offered us ownership of the properties, and that would be the Mary Washington House, the Rising Sun Tavern, Hugh Mercer Apothecary Shop, and St. James House. And so since that time, we've worked hard, created our own 501c3 and everything that entails, and have been managing the museum since that time.
I think a lot of us, between the Mary Washington House, the Apothecary Shop, and the Rising Sun Tavern, those three, some of the funnest museums you can go to. Just fascinating.
Yes. And St. James, which is only open twice a year, will be open at the end of this month from the 25th through the 30th. So that's kind of a rare opportunity to get in there.
Where is the St. James House and who is St. James?
Well, that's actually just the name of the house. It was James Mercer's home, and
okay.
It's at the intersection of Charles and Fauquier. It's 1300 Charles Street.
Okay. And like you said, that's only open just a few times during the year.
Yes. So it's open then and in October and from 1 to 4 in the afternoon.
What do I see if I go there?
Lovely collection of antiques.
Okay.
And beautiful, beautiful building.
Okay. Is it offices any other time, or does it just sit there?
Our offices are upstairs there.
That's
now.
What I
yes.
thought. That's where mm-hmm. that's where I thought you were. The Washington Heritage Museums, and in all of them, the Mary Washington House, you've had in recent years have had a lot of events going on there. There seem to be things more so than in the past. It seems like they're going on there.
Yes. So we had a large event in September there, and we will be having another one this September, Bourbon and Boxwoods. We're also very excited. We just got an award from HFFI for our work at the Mary Washington House for some of the outbuildings. We received some grants and in-kind donations that allowed us to re-roof two of the buildings and paint the fence. So we're very thankful to the Duff Green Grant and the Restoration Committee of the Garden Club of Virginia.
We talked about this, I think, last fall, just how it was so interesting last summer when the sign got stolen for a while and then it was returned. But just how people really took that personally and kind of rallied around and gave a lot of love to the Mary Washington House.
Yes. So it's been great. We've had a lot of visitors coming through this spring, and we're very excited about everything we have upcoming. We're renovating the parts of the house that are not on the tour, which will allow us to rent it out for events. And then also, we will be participating in the Community Give, which we're hoping to raise money to buy a new HVAC system for the museum portion of the building.
Okay. Well, and I'm sure that's something that's not cheap.
No, it's not. It's just under $20,000. And We're currently operating with a heat pump that was installed in 1981. So as you can imagine, not the most energy efficient thing.
1981. I didn't know a heat pump back then would even still be working.
Yeah. So we're very much looking forward to this, and it should help quite a bit.
Well, the community give is May 3rd.
It is.
And it's important for – we've had a lot of nonprofits come through and talk about it. And like you say, for this project and for others, this is a chance for the community to give to the Washington Heritage Museums. And you're right there on the – when you go to the Community Give website, thecommunitygive.org, you can see you.
Yes. So we're one of many, over 100 organizations that people can give to that day. But we are hoping that we will be one that they will give to, because you can give to many of them. But we sincerely hope that they will choose Washington Heritage Museums as part of their giving that day. It's so important.
Well, and again, it's the Washington Heritage Museums are the Mary Washington House, the Apothecary Shop, the Rising Sun Tavern, and the St. James House. And it can be confusing around here with all the museums, but that's who you are, and all relatively, you know, little small museums around here, but boy, important to the fabric of this community. And for economically, a lot of people come to this area just to come to those spots.
Yes. So we do partner with the city. We are a big part of the tourist draw for the city. And our museums are just a short walk apart from each other, just, you know, within essentially a 4 blocks radius. So it's very easy to tour several of them in one day.
One of the first museums that I went to around here was the Rising Sun Tavern. And I wasn't ready. I mean, I just like to go to museums or things and just read things and just leave me alone. And you walk in there and they make you part of the whole experience. And it became fun, but not right away. I wasn't quite ready for it.
So, yes, it's there, and the Apothecary both are especially very immersive tours that you become part of the tour. And it is fun. You're right. It takes a little while maybe to get into it, but a lot of fun in the end.
You handed me this morning, just a few minutes ago, it's basically information on becoming members. And beyond giving for the community give, becoming members of the Washington Heritage Museum, that's important to what you do too.
Yes. So I also have Elizabeth Ledoux here with me today, who's a member of our membership committee, among other things. But yes, we really do rely on memberships. It's very, very helpful. And we need Ted Schubel as a member. And we need so many people in Fredericksburg to become members. These places don't stay open and available to the public just on their own. It really does need everybody's support.
Boy, Elizabeth, I guess you see that and know that well as you see things, and just the importance of getting people involved. If you're someone in this area that likes history, you need to look at this kind of thing.
Exactly. And I think what's wonderful about our museums is that we have we're a destination for out-of-town people, but we also have these beautiful, interesting, interactive tours. People in town often will say, I hadn't been there in years. I hadn't been there since I was in elementary school. Mm-hmm. It's so much more interesting than I remember. And so there's something for adults. But I also have a 7-year-old who enjoys absolutely each of those properties and going, because there's somebody dressed in costume. You're immersed in the time. It isn't just what you were saying you're looking for, standing there reading things. You could kill her with the boredom of that kind of museum. But an interactive museum that has people talking to you and interesting things. The Humorous Apothecary, of course, has leeches.
I was going to say, you things you can't go to the apothecary shop without going, ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Or, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So I I don't want people to think, oh, it's a, you know, these are these dry buildings. They're very fun. It's something to take your out-of-town relatives to. It's something to take your kids to. And we have a couple neat things coming up that are focused on children. On May 1st, we're having a children's tea at the in the garden at the Mary Washington House, which is going to be for children only, not parents aren't included. And there's going to be a little bit of information about etiquette and the Mary Washington's time, some refreshments, and then also a little craft. $30, 2 hours, Sunday, May 1st. It's just going to be a lovely day. So a one-time thing. And then also coming up is our history camp, which is very popular and sells out every year. It is June 20th to 24th, and it is for children 8 to 12 years old. And so I can't tell you how excited we are to get to next year and be able to finally come to history camp. But it is, you know, a dynamic, interesting, bringing history alive week for elementary school age kids.
Hold that thought. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Elizabeth Ledoux here and Darren. We're talking about the Washington Heritage Museums. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
And Darren here and Elizabeth Ledoux. We're talking about the Washington Heritage Museums. Before we took the break, Elizabeth, you were talking about History Camp. And but that's one of the things in recent years, things like that for kids that are just so creative for history. I wish history had been given to me like that as a kid because it never was. It was just here's the book, here's the dates of things. And like you mentioned, any of these museums don't take that approach. And things like History Camp are a great opportunity to get your kids involved and learn different things about history.
Absolutely. And will you talk a little bit about what that program is going to look like?
Sure. So we are very blessed in that we have partners with the George Washington Foundation. We do History Camp together. And what that allows us to do is that the children each day report to a different site. So they really get a real taste of history of Fredericksburg. So, for instance, they may be at Kenmore on Monday, the Mary Washington House on Tuesday, the Tavern on Wednesday, Ferry Farm on Thursday, and then the Apothecary on Friday. So by the end of the week, they've gone to five different sites, and there's hands-on activities. They make soap. They make they've made pouches. They've learned calligraphy. They may make different foods, colonial foods, you name it. They find a way of bringing it all together. They learn about what herbs were used for back in that time, things to repel mosquitoes, you name it. They learn it in a fun, hands-on way.
And by teaming up with the George Washington Foundation, boy, kids, you're getting everything as far as is history in this area.
It's fantastic. It's a wonderful way to learn about the Washington family, the Mercer family, learn a lot of Fredericksburg history. And, yes, working with another organization just makes it that much better for both organizations.
How can people sign up?
So they can go online to kenmore.org. Or they can call over to Ferry Farm and sign up that way.
Okay. That is History Camp, and you said that was June 20th through the 24th.
Yes.
So, and sign up because the spots will go quickly.
They do. We tend to fill up every year, and we are offering a slight early bird discount if they sign up by May 15th.
Okay. As it gets closer, we will do a show on this and focus more in on it. But I know Elizabeth, that you're involved with the Bourbon and Boxwood, the Mary Washington the house party or block party that you did something similar last year.
We sure did. Last year we celebrated the 125th anniversary of the saving of the Mary Washington House. it was going to be torn down and taken to the World's Fair in Chicago and rebuilt there. And we would have never seen it again. There was a big fire in the storage area that year that took all kinds of things like that. And the Mary Washington House would have been lost.
Wow.
And as we like to say, the any preservation is done by just an – you know, a nice, dedicated group of citizens who don't want to see something happening. And that's – Ann and I are both those people. We are citizens who love history and love preservation and want to see those things maintained. So we really wanted to celebrate that – the hard work of those ladies and also to highlight the fact that we are still saving the Mary Washington House every single day by keeping it – you know, heated and air conditioned at exactly the same temperature 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even with our ancient heat pump. And we just ended up having this great party. I don't think we could have anticipated how delightful it was going to be. We knew it would be fun. We closed Lewis Street. We put tents up. We had – it was catering and we had some great music and some fun events and an open bar, and it was all great. But to have the backdrop of a party be this beautiful historic property ended up being so charming. And so we immediately said, we're going to do it again.
Yeah.
And we're not going to call it the 126th anniversary of the Saving Mary Washington House. I think we spent that theme. So we wanted to come up with something a little more contemporary and a little, you know, just a fun party. So we're calling it Bourbon and Boxwoods, and it is going to be in the garden. We're going to tent the street again. We're going to put a big tent in the garden. It's going to be beautifully lit. There's going to be catering, and I think we're going to do some bourbon tasting at the event. And it will be very much the same feel as last year without that super specific theme to it.
Yeah, yeah. So it sounds like this is going to become a – I'm going to be talking to you every year.
I hope
when
so.
You come in to talk about this. But and it does really focus in on the Mary Washington House, because sometimes it's a little bit off the beaten path a little bit. And if you don't know Fredericksburg or don't know your way around, you may not know where it's at.
Right. But it's also a wonderful way to support all our museums because anytime we raise money for one, it takes the burden off the others. And yes, the event was wonderful with live music, fantastic live music. And I should mention, we're always looking for sponsors for these events. So if somebody's interested in listening and wishes to be a sponsor, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
How can I get in touch with you?
Okay. The phone number for the office is 540-373-5630. And our website is WashingtonHeritageMuseums.org. And there's a way to email us through the website.
Okay. WashingtonHeritageMuseums.org. And again, the big thing, May 3rd, it's the community give. And you're specifically trying to raise money. 35 years is long enough for a heat pump.
So we're very excited about this opportunity. It's been a long time coming, and having seen our electric bills, we know it is time to make this change, and it should in the future help us manage our costs better, because it should lower our electric bill by quite a bit. So we're very much looking forward to it. We appreciate the community support. And we're looking forward to people clicking and giving May 3rd. It's from midnight till 11:59.
Yeah, full day. And,
yes.
And as you see things there, Washington Heritage Museums pop up. You can know in your mind, you know, who that is. The Mary Washington House, the Apothecary Shop, the Rising Sun Tavern, and the St. James House. That's you, and you need, you know, you would appreciate the click and the give.
Absolutely. And I know we've got kind of a long name, so if somebody can't remember the whole name, that you can sort on them by category and just look for us under preservation.
Okay. Well, nobody can say about you, Ann, that Ann wastes money. She just wants to keep getting new things after – I don't know anybody who's gotten 35 years out of a heat pump.
So that is true. We are very I guess frugal is a good word with the money that we receive. I know that a lot of places that I've given to, you get more mailings than you ever donated money to. Mm-hmm. And we're not that kind of organization. We really do use every bit that we possibly can of our memberships and donations to keep these buildings going.
There's the opportunity to give, the community give, but also, I guess, on the website, find out information just about a membership.
Yes, absolutely. If you click on support, that's a great way to join. That way it's all right there, and you can just do it online.
Again, it is WashingtonHeritageMuseums.org is the website. The phone number, 373-5630. The community give on May 3rd. If you go to thecommunitygive.org, I guess right now you can go and find, you've got information on yourself if you go to that website. And it changes a little bit the day of the community give. But like you say, just what was the category that you're under?
We're under preservation, because I know that might make it a little easier to find us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of good things going on. And I guess Elizabeth Ledoux, you're getting ready to you're already probably doing a lot of planning and getting ready for the fall event.
We absolutely are. We're planning the party, and we're, as Ann mentioned, finding sponsors. It's a fundraiser to save this building every day, these buildings every day. So we are we'll talk more about it in the fall. We hope everybody's excited about it.
373-5630 if you're interested in talking to someone about being a sponsor, or go to WashingtonHeritageMuseums.org. And Darren and Elizabeth Ledoux, thank you for coming, and we will talk to you soon. We'll get you back later this summer to talk about some of the fall events and of course, the big Mary Washington, the event at the Mary Washington House. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Ed.
You.